What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three, and the phone lines are still closed because I'm way, way behind on my talking points. So we're talking about Donald Trump's recognition that the Golan Heights is now part of Israel, which under international law, he doesn't have that authority to do. And of course, Benjamin Netanyahu is proudly showing off that proclamation as part of his political campaign. And it's just drawing condemnation from around the world. The Gulf states have all rejected this decision. Pretty much every other nation on earth has rejected Israel's claim to the Golan. Now, basically, Israel stole the land during the Six Days War, which, again, Netanyahu was saying was a defensive war. How is a defensive war grabbing more territory than you had before? That just doesn't make any sense. But from Israel's point of view, all the wars are defensive wars, even when they're invading and conquering other people's territory. In 1981, Israel annexed the territory, and the rest of the world said, no, we don't recognize it. We absolutely do not. The real concern here is that this is going to lead to Netanyahu demanding that the United States recognize that the West Bank is now part of Israel. Just grab a little more land, grab a little more land. That's Israel's idea of Middle East peace. I want that piece over there, and that piece over there, and that piece over there. Another story coming on out from Russia today. The U.S. backing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights proves sovereignty is not something the United States respects. And why would you be surprised? Look at all the nations whose sovereignty is being violated with all these U.S. wars and regime changes going on. That's not respect for a nation's sovereignty. Meanwhile, the AIPAC conference is continuing in Washington, D.C., and all the politicians are lining up to get up on that stage and just vow their support for Israel. And that includes Vice President Mike Pence, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, more than a dozen U.S. lawmakers. They appeared on stage during this. This is the second day of the conference here. And just say, you know, America stands with Israel. Well, our bought and paid for politicians certainly stand with Israel. But polls are showing more and more that the American people are having doubts and second thoughts. Or there wouldn't be any support for the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, which is growing, which is why Israel is trying to arm twist these ridiculous laws, criminalizing support for the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. In fact, even trying to criminalize criticism of Israel to declare, oh, it's all anti-Semitism. The only reason people criticize Israel is they hate the Jewish people, which makes about as much sense as saying that the only reason people criticize the Nazis is they hate Germans. It's nonsensical, but Israel has gotten away with this for decades, courtesy of the American corporate media. Now, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio got up on that stage at AIPAC, and his speech basically was a testimonial to the Democratic Party's inherent racism against Palestinians. This supposed progressive mayor never mentioned Palestinian conditions under occupation. He never mentioned their second-class rights in Israel, while touching again and again on the Jewish history of persecution and exclusion and expulsion. Well, whose fault was that? Because if you go back and you look at the long history of Jewish persecution and expulsions, there's only one common factor, and that is the Jewish people themselves and how they interacted with the larger community around them. Meanwhile, various protesters are outside the White House protesting against AIPAC, and there are the various pro-Palestinian groups, including Al-Auda, Students for Justice in Palestine, Answer Coalition, Code Pink was in there, Naturai Karta, and they protested and they gave speeches about what they call AIPAC's overreach in Washington. And it's certainly true. If you go back and you look at what AIPAC did to Cynthia McKinney, I mean, they literally bought her way out of Congress when she criticized what was going on in Palestine, when she pointed out some of the war crimes being committed in Iraq. AIPAC just poured tons of money into her challenger for her next election, and she was instantly out. That's how much power AIPAC has. And no foreign government representative should have that kind of power over our Congress. This is a big stink issue, and I'm not surprised that the 2020 Democrat candidates are staying away, because this could really start to blow up just in the next 18 months and turn a friend of Israel into being an election loser. Getting on down to Venezuela, apparently more than $30 billion have been illegally diverted from Venezuela in the last 2 months. And it's Venezuela saying the U.S. orchestrated the operation. Around $1 billion of the stolen funds from national assets in international banks were transferred to the personal accounts of the opposition leaders. And the money is meant to finance terrorist cells against the country. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Now, John Bolton is out there responding to these Russian planes that recently landed there, saying the U.S. will not tolerate hostile foreign meddling in the Western Hemisphere. Harumph, harumph, because meddling in other countries is our job. You're not supposed to do that. Only we can go around the world messing around with other countries like Iraq and Syria and Afghanistan and so forth and so on. Now, Russia has responded by saying that their specialists are there based on a 2001 military technical cooperation deal with Caracas, and it doesn't need any further approval from anybody, because there was a call for Juan Guaido to get the National Assembly to say, no, this can't be allowed. But Maduro's government is saying it's a done deal. This has been in place since 2001. The existing deal was ratified by both Russia and Venezuela, and it does not require any additional approval from the National Assembly. So I know what's going to happen. Russia is going to take the Syria approach with Venezuela, and I feel sorry for those Venezuelan people who have already suffered horrifically in this battle over their oil and what currency it's going to be sold with for. But they're going to let the United States come on in, and they're just going to wear them down in a war of attrition. And you know, years ago, when the U.S. was just starting to go on out and say, we're going to go into this country, we're going to go into that country, and Russia said, we will counter it by turning the U.S. invasions into wars of attrition, and we will wear them down until they collapse. That's what worked in Vietnam. That's what worked in Syria. That's what's working in Afghanistan. And it will work in Venezuela. And it will bring us closer to direct war between the United States and Russia, which in all probability could wind up being a nuclear exchange. Over in Ukraine, they're coming up on their presidential race the end of the month, the first round, rather, of the elections. There's a record number of candidates, 39. This is their equivalent of the primaries, and most of them really have no chance of victory. According to polls, there are three main candidates. There's the comedian Vladimir Zelensky, the ruling oligarch Petro Poroshenko, and the contesting oligarch Yulia Tymoshenko, who probably would have won the last presidential election. She was certainly well ahead in the polls, but it appears there had been some election fraud there as well. Now, this gets really interesting. A former officer of the Ukrainian Security Service, SBU, Vasily Prozorov, told a news conference yesterday that Ukraine shot down Malaysian Airlines Flight 17. And he says he's got inside information And he said it was Ukraine that did it, to try and blame on the Donbass. He also said that Ukraine is planning an ethnic cleansing of the Donbass when they go in there. Down in Africa, there's been an attack by armed men in a village in central Mali, killing more than 100 people. It's one of the deadliest attacks in this country. And Mulaya Guindo, the mayor of the town of Bankas, said men dressed as traditional Donzo hunters encircled and attacked the nearby Fulani village of, I can't pronounce this, and said it's a very heavy death toll. The village is completely devastated. And he says bodies are still being recovered. Now, I'm not sure what's going on in there. Don't forget, shortly after Germany asked for the repatriation of their gold from the United States and France, France invaded Mali, which is the third largest gold-producing nation in Africa. So are they going to start sort of clearing out people from areas where they want to have a gold mine? Over in Algeria, the head of the army, Ahmed Gaid Salah, earlier today called on Algerian President Abdelaziz Bouteflika to be declared unfit to rule during a televised address on state media outlets. And Salah said, we must find a way out of this crisis immediately within the constitutional framework. And he basically came on out and said this amid continued protest against Bouteflika. And he's basically calling on the aging president, who has been rarely seen in public since he suffered a stroke in 2013, to resign from his position. A lot of people think that the stroke left him incapable of performing his duties, and Algeria is being run by the bureaucracy around him. So, anyway. Over in Japan, an unknown man set off an explosion at the American Camp Foster base in Okinawa. And the unknown man cut the protective fence and entered the territory Sunday evening. Once he was inside the military base, he blew up a gas cylinder on the second floor at the door of the office of the Okinawa Office of the Ministry of Defense of Japan. And it's unclear what he was trying to do there. They're not saying that it was terrorism. May have been resistance here. And meanwhile, even as Washington and Beijing are trying to reach a trade deal, Donald Trump wants to boost the U.S. presence in the Taiwan Strait. Now, last Sunday, two American ships sailed through that strait, which is a poke in Beijing's eye. And I can't understand what Trump is thinking here. So the Seventh Fleet is saying it's just a freedom of navigation exercise in accordance with international law. Now, this reminds me a lot of this report that was generated Office of Naval Intelligence Lieutenant Commander Arthur H. McCollum. And McCollum had experience with the Japanese way of life and sensibilities. And so he wrote up this report of 8 steps that the United States could take that would provoke Japan to war. And looked at from the American point of view, these were all relatively minor things that shouldn't cause an upset. Seen from the Japanese sensibilities, they were all horrific insults. And one of those was continuing to sail along their coastline with warships. So we're seeing, again, it's a provocation. Now, last Thursday, Representatives Ted Lieu and Elise Stefanik introduced the U.S.-Israel Directed Energy Cooperation Act, which would authorize the Department of Defense to carry out bilateral cooperation with Israel to develop directed energy capabilities. In other words, U.S. taxpayers are going to subsidize an experimental Israeli laser weapon, just like we subsidize the Iron Dome system, only to have Israel turn around and sell it back to us. The Trump administration is also pushing for the creation of an $8 billion loan fund to boost weapons sales to foreign allies. You want to buy our weapons? Well, here, easy terms. Just give us a down payment and drive that baby right on out of here. It's all about the money. It is all about the money. Now, this is apparently a replacement for the Foreign Military Financing Grant Program, in which they just gave the money away. So these are supposedly going to be loans. But of course, forgiving the loans becomes a very powerful lever against those countries who buy those weapons. Okay, we already talked about Jussie Smollett. And little mention, though, the Chicago Police Department is very upset over the fact that the charges got dropped. Getting on back to Hillary Clinton, Judicial Watch has received 756 pages of newly uncovered emails. We talked about this yesterday. Several of them were classified. They were transmitted over her unsecure non-StateGov email system. And there are five new classified emails and communications with controversial figures Lanny Davis and Sidney Blumenthal. So here is the question. When is Attorney General Barr going to order a new investigation? Because James Comey's dropping of charges against Hillary was not an exoneration. She's never had her day in court. Double jeopardy does not apply. She can still be prosecuted. And Donald Trump, if you or one of your people are listening to this, it's only going to take one felony conviction to knock Hillary out of the 2020 race. And you can go ahead and commute her sentence afterwards. Little bit of history, getting on back to that whole situation. From 2001 to 2005, there was an ongoing investigation into the Clinton Foundation. There was actually a grand jury. Governments from around the world had donated to the Clinton Foundation, yet from 2001 to 2003, none of those donations to the Clinton Foundation were declared. So guess who took over this investigation in 2002? It was James Comey, and the investigation stuttered and died. Now, we mentioned this briefly in the early part of the show. Justice Department lawyers are now saying the entire Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional and should be struck down. And basically, the lawyers told a federal appeals court Monday it thinks the whole of Obamacare is unconstitutional, which sides with a Texas district court ruling that found Obamacare totally unconstitutional. And, of course, the Democrats are going to fight tooth and nail for two reasons. Obamacare is President Obama's signature accomplishment in office, even though it just ruined health care for Americans. And the other reason, of course, is with the release of the Mueller report, the Democrats are humiliated. And from now on, whatever Trump is in favor of, the Democrats are going to be opposed to. They won't even consider the merits of the legislation or the issues at hand. It's just going to be, if Trump wants it, I'm voting against it, which is a lousy way to run a government. So apparently Trump is planning on shutting Obamacare down and using it as part of his 2020 election campaign. So we'll see how that works out. Meanwhile, Alexandria occasionally has a cortex, is out there saying that her negative poll numbers are due to racism. So her poll numbers are really, really down. And in her district, which is heavily Democratic, she's actually less popular than Donald Trump. But she said it has nothing to do with the outrageous things that she's saying, has nothing to do with the unworkability of the Green New Deal. It's racism. You know, if you don't support me and vote for me, then you're just another gosh darn racist. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines again, and we're going to start with Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Michael. What's on my mind is there's only really one subject today. I have never in my lifetime, and I don't think you in your lifetime, you've ever heard of a case with this juicy pussy Smollett getting off like this off these charges, Michael. What? Tell me what's going on, because I have no idea. And if he's going to get off with the letter that he sent to himself with the federal government, too, on that, he's going to get off on that charge, too? What is going on here?
Well, like I said earlier in the program, it's obvious that somebody with a lot of juice got to that prosecutor and convinced her to drop all these charges. And they had an open and shut case. They had a slam dunk. They had the two guys who helped him perpetrate the hoax, and they were cooperating. And there are all kinds of theories out there. We know that George Soros donated something like $400,000 to a PAC that helped her get elected. There's a suggestion that the producers of Empire threatened to relocate the show to some other city, which would have been a major loss of revenue. We know that the Smolletts were friends with the Obamas. Michelle Obama personally intervened on this case. The judge is an Obama appointee who has sealed this entire case, which tells us right there something went down they don't want the public to know about.
Well, Michael, let me ask a question. Before I go to one answer, what about the federal charge on the letter that he sent? What's going to happen with that?
Well, that probably is going to be up to the U.S. Attorney. And I imagine that the same pressure that was brought to bear on the Chicago prosecutor is being brought to bear on that person as well.
Michael, this guy, Jesse Smollett, was literally trying to start a race war. He was
trying to start a race war. That may have been the larger issue. Now, Jesse is saying this, you know, it was all about getting more money from Empire. He thought he was going to be let go from the show, which turned out to be inaccurate, although they did kick him off the last two episodes of the current season. But the reason so much was being brought to bear to get him off the hook is that he may have been part of this larger agenda of trying to kick up a race war in the streets of this country. And if so, they had to get him out of there before he could say, you know, I was told to do this by blah, 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 blah.
There you go. That's a great point. But, Michael, this guy, Smollett, okay, what he did was unprecedented in our history. I don't think it's ever happened in American history like this. And there you go. I mean, this guy, he'll be speaking at the DNC, Michael, in 2 years. He'll be speaking at He'll be speaking at the DNC telling them how bad Donald Trump supporters are and Donald Trump. This, to me, is the biggest travesty, the biggest conspiracy. That it was 10 times worse than the Russia collusion. 10 times worse than the Russia collusion, maybe 100 times. Because this guy literally was trying to say all Donald Trump supporters are racist. This guy was trying to start a race war. Could you imagine if 10, 20 white males or females had been murdered by some drive-by because of this guy?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to look at this big picture. This guy was trying to start a race war, okay? And the Democrats are all trying to start a race war. Pelosi and all those pigs over there are trying to start race wars with the American public. Matter of fact, you had a couple people that were talking 3-4 months ago on MSLSD and ABC and all that. Oh, this could lead to a race war. You don't hear about that in the media no more. Why is that?
Well, because they failed. I mean, I remember when there were these earlier confrontations. There was the, oh God, I hate getting old. My memory's getting bad. The Zimmer shooting, Zimmerman shooting, Trayvon Martin, and when the guy was acquitted, everybody said there's going to be riots in every street in America, in every city in America. Didn't happen. In fact, the corporate media was caught staging an act of violence just so they could have a picture of somebody throwing a trash can through a window in a store. And what was really funny is it was a brand new from the hardware store trash can, and we knew they had to buy it and bring it with them because the real trash bins there on the street are bolted into the concrete. And it was it is there does seem to be an agenda to basically just fan up racial tensions to keep America divided and angry with itself. And I would encourage everybody, you know, white, black, red, peach, taupe, mauve, plaid, don't fall for it. You're being suckered. We should all remember we're Americans.
By George Soros, Michael.
We are all Americans, and we should unite together as Americans and confront the real problem with our lives. And that is an out-of-control and corrupt central government. And not fall for all these stunts to keep us divided against each other, black against white, Christians against Muslim, men against women, LGBTQ against the straights. It's all divide and conquer. They're just trying to chop us up so that we represent less of a threat to them. Anyway, listen,
Michael,
Tom, I got to let you.
Michael, one more thing. A perfect example is Sandman. Look what they tried to do to this young kid and all these white kids at that Catholic school. And you had these black Israelis calling all these white kids a bunch of lily white crackers. All can you imagine if the white kids would have turned that around and started calling them the N-word?
Tom, I got to let you go. Tom, I got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, do you remember this legislation, the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act? This is a bill that says that if a baby survives a late-term abortion and is born alive, that it has to be treated as a human being. It has to be given medical care. It's a citizen. It has all the rights of being a citizen. And to me, that sounds like a really reasonable thing to do. But the House Democrats are opposed to it. And this is like the 20th time they have blocked an attempt to bring it to the floor for a vote. So here we have the same Democrats who are always whining about, oh, those poor children at the southern border, they're just suffering so much, we have to do something. And at the same time, they're out there, well, yeah, just throw the baby in the trash. Maybe it's the wrong kind of baby. Maybe that's part of the plan to change the demographics of the United States to truly make it a third world nation. Okay, we have another caller on the line, Mark in Philadelphia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike. The subject is Israel and the F-35. Recently, on military.com was posted a new posting that the Marines and the Navy still deem the F-35 not combat ready, not up to par. But it's what's interesting about this is you got to wonder. Now, Lockheed Martin is an American corporation.
Yes.
I called into your show months back and told you that that I believe that the fix is in, that they have a fix, that that the whole design was they get the good ones because theirs are working. The F-35 in Israel is working very well. Elsbit Systems has got a lot of electronics. They're a subcontractor to Lockheed even for the electronics part of that. So here's another one. I was in the Navy, and I worked at the intermediate level of maintenance, which is where you break it down to the box, to the module, to the part, and you replace, repair or replace. But then they have a depot level, which is where they can completely rework a aircraft from the airframe on up. So what I just learned is that Lockheed has a depot level maintenance facility in Israel. Now the part about that is it's an American company. The depot level should be over here in America, not over there.
I agree.
The other part of it is that employs a lot of people that with high paying jobs. The guys that work at depot level are getting paid really well. They're experts at whatever they do, and so I'm against that. But I say that from the beginning, the design of the F-35 was designed to suck money out of us and to put a substandard to give us the ones with the glitch, but they have the fix already wired in. And so that if we were to oppose them with this superior aircraft, it has got a superior stealth capacity and weapon systems. But the thing is, if theirs is better, if we have a glitch and they don't, then they could flip a switch and make ours go down. I'm telling you, I don't trust them. So on that note,
I'm in agreement with that, but I want to back up to something that you said before. We've got the Marines and the Navy saying the F-35 is not combat worthy. Now, combat implies going head to head with an equivalent aircraft, and Israel is not using the F-35 in that manner. They're basically flying the F-35 along a border, firing some missiles at people, right. Then they skedaddle. They haven't gotten into any dogfights. And they haven't, until the advent of the S-300s, they haven't had to deal with a serious air defense system. And I noticed since the S-300 came on in, the F-35s are staying on the ground. So I hesitate to conclude that even with all of this additional work that Israel is doing on the F-35, it may still not be combat worthy even in Israel.
Well, and my understanding is that the F-35 is not designed for dogfights. It's designed for stealth capacity to deliver a blow at a distance and not be detected. So when I say combat, I mean they can't. It's not operable for them to use it as the function for which it's designed. Whereas Israel, I think, is using it in that function. But anyway, the other thing I want to touch on is this whole deal about the Smollett case, and that's this. I believe that the whole thing was designed from the beginning. Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution. Okay, and now they've taken it away. They've dismissed the case where the law doesn't apply to the black people that act up. Okay, just in the same way that the law didn't apply to two guys that walked into a Starbucks here in Philadelphia and stood there, didn't order a thing. The police came and asked them to leave, and they wouldn't leave, so they arrested them. Which I would never do that. I would never go into a place of business and not order something, just stand there and take up space. If they asked me to leave, I'd leave. First of all, I wouldn't even stand there and not order anything. But that old thing went down, and they didn't get prosecuted. Matter of fact, they got paid. They got paid by Starbucks, and they also got paid by the city, and they also got jobs. Each of the two guys got jobs. So what it's trying to do, and there's people behind this. I don't think it's I think it's an organized group behind them to set this whole thing up to create the race tension. And
yes.
And there's it's just, what else is it? It's just ridiculous. And the gig is up. We see your game, guys. Whoever you are, you evil sons of guns, and we're not buying it. So anyway, I'll leave it at that, Mike. Thanks.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And let's see. Boy, we're almost to the end of the show, and I'm just now getting to the economic news here. Apparently, San Francisco is one of the few places in America where software engineers who earn hundreds of thousands of dollars a year routinely suffer the indignity of accidentally stepping in a steaming pile of human feces as they exit their crappy, overpriced one-bedroom apartments in the Mission District to grab a $20 burrito and a $10 latte. And basically, they're looking at the issue of the super rich dominating a widening U.S. wealth divide, and the fact that wealth inequality is a major problem. It absolutely is. And the gap between the middle class and the wealthy is widening in pretty much every city. But San Francisco's super rich tech industry basically just makes it worse. So anyway, here's an interesting little article. This is Truth Theory. And it says that a recent study has shown that wealthy and powerful people are more likely to lie, cheat, and steal. And my response to that is, how do you think they got to be rich and powerful in the first place? I mean, you know, we're seeing, you know, all these politicians who are hit with all these scandals, all these Wall Street executives who are caught engaging in all these frauds. It's rather interesting. Wolf of Wall Street was on TV again last night. True story. Might want to look at it. They've made it safe for the kiddies. They've got little black squares on the naughty bits on the girls. Another story coming out of here from Investment Watch blog. 50,000 warehouses are getting ready to deploy robots. And I understand they want to make their operation more economical. But again, this is a bad direction to be going, because each one of those robots is displacing a human worker. And that's one more human worker who's on welfare or assistance or out of a job. And we're heading toward a world where we're going to have robot sales clerks standing in shopping malls filled with all kinds of wonderful things made by robots and delivered by robots. And they're going to be standing there with nothing to do because nobody's got the money to come in and buy the products. That's where this is heading. Over in, pardon me, New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy has signed, believe it or not, a rain tax bill. And that means that residents of New Jersey will now be taxed for the amount of rain that falls on their property. And supposedly the money is to be kept to deal with flood control. But it's a ridiculous precedent to tax people for something that is totally, completely beyond their control. All right. Acting Pentagon Chief Patrick Shanahan has authorized $1 billion to build part of the wall sought by Donald Trump along the U.S.-Mexico border. The first funds designated for the project under the president's emergency declaration, which is still being opposed by people in Congress. So the Department of Homeland Security asked the Pentagon to build 57 miles of 18-foot fencing, construct and improve roads, and install lighting to support the Trump emergency declaration. So they're starting to move on that. There was that other company that came on in and said, we can build an effective wall for much less money. And I think they should be throwing this open to open bidding to see what they can do. But again, the way you stop the illegal alien problem is you cut off the flow of free stuff. You don't give them driver's licenses. You certainly don't give them voter registration cards. You all of this free stuff that is being handed out, it's a lure. That's what's drawing these people up here. They're not poor refugees fleeing the evils of their own society. Or maybe if they are, they should turn around and go back and fix the evils in their society. That's the thing to do. Our society has gotten very evil. Okay, Claire and I are not trying to sneak across the border into Canada. We're trying to do something about it. Apparently, over this last weekend, another 1,100 border crossers and illegal aliens were released into the U.S. They have run out of room to hold these people while they wait for their asylum paperwork to be processed. The whole thing is just messed up, and it's designed to flood this country with illegal immigrants that the Democrats are counting on to sweep the elections in 2020. And Donald Trump has got to do something about it. He's got to do a modern, updated version of Operation Wetback. He's got to basically clean up that idea of non-citizens being allowed to vote in this country. It's time to have a national voter ID law. And, of course, the Democrats will oppose it. He should have done it when he had full control of the Congress. You missed your opportunity there, Don. Over in Great Britain, things are getting really chaotic regarding Brexit. And apparently, Parliament has decided to take the process out of Theresa May's hand, and they voted to accept an amendment that basically changes the rules. And Parliament backed the amendment by 329 to 302 to allow time for what is called indicative votes on the finer points of the beleaguered Brexit deal. Now, yesterday, May gave up on her third attempt to push a Brexit deal through, leaving Britain looking at a no-deal Brexit, which I don't think is going to be as horrific as the Remainers keep claiming. And British Trade Minister Liam Fox saying there's a bigger disconnect now between Westminster and the country than ever before. And there's still talk about how there may be a way to prevent Brexit from happening at all. You do that, there'll be yellow vests in the streets of Great Britain. There is also a story, and this one came out of the Express in Great Britain, that tomorrow Theresa May will announce the date that she will step down. So we'll see what's going to happen on that. All right, let's grab another phone call here from Miles in Maine. Aloha, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to know, I thought I'd check with you if you might recall this, either last year or perhaps the year before. Israel had this bill before Congress, I believe it was, and I'm not sure what all it happened. I don't believe it passed, but something to the effect of where they wanted to have their people and citizens be able to come here without a passport. Do you recall anything like that?
No, they still have a passport. What they waived was the visa requirement. Just having a passport doesn't allow you to go anywhere in the world. Most countries require you to apply for a visa, so they basically know that you're coming. And the bill that you're talking about basically said that Israelis could come and go to the United States without the visas.
Right. That's exactly it. Now, this is what I wanted to ask you, you know, with your knowledge of what you have on the situation here. Could this New Zealand shooter have been a benefactor of something like that?
He was traveling all over the place, so I don't know what his passport said or even which passport it was. In theory, he's Australian, but we're getting a lot of conflicting information about it. I don't know how he would have been a benefactor of that directly.
Oh, the passport?
We do know that Israeli intelligence does do a lot of stuff in New Zealand.
No, they still have a passport. What they waived was the visa requirement.
Just having a passport
doesn't allow you to go anywhere in the world.
Israeli agents stealing New Zealand passports to be able to use to go around the world doing bad things. So definitely there's that aspect.
Does any nation that you know of have any regulation like that where people can just come in and, you know, go like that? Does anybody?
Oh, yeah. Many do. The United States, Canada, you don't require a visa. To go to Mexico, you don't require a visa. You just have your passport. Great Britain, and at least back when I was working there, Germany and Italy did not require visas, just a passport.
Okay, well, thanks, Michael. I just thought I'd check with you since you obviously have a lot more knowledge on that than me, so I thought I'd get your opinion. Thank you very much, and keep up the good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And, Mike, I'm not getting the feed on this computer either, so we're just going to keep on going. So a lot of people are concerned that a no-deal Brexit would impact the British and Irish economies. Gold is gaining on the recession concerns. Not today. Gold was definitely down. I think the fear of a no-deal Brexit is just, I think it's more propaganda than real. And I think it's all coming from the Remainers. Now, somebody did a poll in Great Britain, and they polled the Leave voters and the Remain voters, and they found one thing on which they almost unanimously agree, and that is that the British government has handled Brexit horribly. That it's been a muck-up from day one. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. And when Italy announced that they were going to join with China's One Belt Project, sometimes known as the New Silk Road, Germany criticized them. That was a terrible thing to do. Well, apparently Germany has had a change of heart, and now Germany is saying that all of Europe should join China's One Belt, One Road Project. And that's got to be making U.S. economists very, very nervous because we don't have anything that can compete with it. I mean, the backbone, I mean, there are some ships involved, very fast cargo ships that China has invested in. But the main backbone, of course, is a rail and road system that follows the old Silk Road. And it connects Asia with Europe and allows for both regions to share products with each other, conduct commerce much more quickly and less expensively than the traditional route of loading it all on a cargo ship and sending it basically around the south part of the Asian continent. And so you're going to see Europe doing more commerce with China because everything's going to be less expensive, and it's going to leave U.S. businesses in even more trouble than they are now because we don't have high-speed cargo ships. We've got nifty aircraft carriers and stealth destroyers and littoral combat ships, but they don't carry a lot of cargo. Yesterday, we reported on how France's President Macron had made this weird comment about the 73-year-old yellow vest protester who sustained a fractured skull after being knocked over by riot police who were charging demonstrators. And Genevieve Legay was taken to the hospital, and Macron came on out saying that, you know, when you're fragile and risk being shoved, you don't go to places that are declared off limits and you don't put yourself in that kind of situation, and maybe you will gain wisdom from this. Needless to say, it has triggered a firestorm of outrage and protest for these patronizing comments and apparent unwillingness to accept that it was the riot police who injured this person. Over in Holland, the climate skeptic right-wing party wins big in their elections. And apparently they're making great gains. They're also Eurosceptic. All right. Now, this is from Sibel Edmonds, and it was what I was talking about earlier. That everywhere this accused shooter went, there were almost the exact same terror warnings. And she's saying it's beyond coincidence. And this may be the reason that New Zealand has panicked and banned the video, the manifesto, and even the man's name. They've accidentally exposed an operation. A covert operation. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Steve Elkins is taking over the microphone for John Stadmiller for the next show, so please tune into him. He's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everyone that you know. Email, paper mail, face-to-face, forget social media. It's totally co-opted right now. And please donate to Republic Broadcasting. They need it. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We need it. It's a very, very tight month indeed. So have a good evening. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.